arriving. We continue to arrive today. Arriving in this body. Arriving in this moment. Wholeheartedly. Inviting ourselves with gentleness and kindness to relax, to soften. To land deeply. To land deeply. Inhabiting this body in this present moment. Starting this morning with our hands. Inviting awareness of sensations to be felt. Sensations of touch, contact. Between your hands and your lap, whatever they touch. Feeling the sensations, letting them be felt from the inside of the hands, as if your mind, whatever your mind is in the hands themselves. Not remote, at a distance, the control tower of the head, but inside, within the hands, organs of sensations themselves, becoming alive with sensation. Feeling the heat, coolness. Perhaps coolness in the back of the hands, warmth in the front, the palm of your hands. Maybe pressure. Tingling. Taking your time, no rush, nowhere to go, but just to stay, just to receive the sensations, opening up, so many sensations in the hands. inviting the hands to relax some more, to soften, to let go of any tension, tightness, offering up any holding to the earth, feeling heavy and light at the same time. Moving up, relaxing the wrists, and thereby relaxing the hands even more. The elbows, noticing the elbows relaxing, softening. And the shoulder joints, the upper part of the arms, relaxing, softening, and thereby letting the entire arms and the hands to relax and soften. As there is more ease, more spaciousness in the arms, there is more of perception, more receiving of the sensations in the hands and arms. More available. To be sensed. To be felt. Now inviting your attention to move to your feet, to your toes, the bottom of your feet, the sides, receiving the sensations, the contact, pressure. Where does your foot end? And the floor or the cushion begin? Can you let there be sensing, curiosity on the edges? Which might be imperceptible, but curious, open, sensing. Open to sensing the warmth between the contact points, the coolness, vibrations throbbing, whatever might be present, so many sensations in the feet. By feeling the sensations, inviting ourselves to ground, to be grounded in the body, to be grounded in the present moment, sensations as a vehicle. So open to sensations in the feet from the inside. And softening, letting go of any tension there might be. Nowhere to go, nothing to do right now. But to just be and receive. Receive. Moving your awareness ever so gently up to your ankles, relaxing the ankles, and thereby letting the feet relax and soften some more. Moving further up to the knees, relaxing the knees, thereby the lower legs and the feet. Open up more to sensations. Moving up to the hip joints, relaxing from the inside. Letting go of any tension, the upper legs, the lower legs and feet. The legs opened up, receiving, perceiving. Just being as they are. Gently touching with your awareness your sit bones, your bottom on the cushion or the chair. Feeling the sensations of pressure, hardness, and softness. Whatever is present from the inside. Inviting your sit bones to relax together. at the groin area, relaxing, softening, letting go of any tension. Relaxing your abdomen. Softening. Noticing the sensations of the breath moving through the abdomen. The contraction and the expansion. Happening on its own. Taking your time, taking our time, slowing down. Slowing down. Noticing the chest, the sensations in the chest. The breath moving on its own, in breath and the out breath. Expanding and contracting your chest, your belly, your whole trunk. Bellowing on its own. The breath breathing itself. No need to make breathing into a project. The breath has been breathing itself, breathing you all this time, all these years. Without your assistance. So just let it happen naturally as it is. Deep or shallow, short or long, doesn't matter. Let it move through. Like the breeze, like the wind. You don't control the wind. You can notice the wind, bring your attention to it, appreciate the breeze, as you can do with your breath, in breath and out breath. And with each in-breath, maybe there is more wakefulness, more awareness, more brightness. And with each out-breath, maybe there is more letting go, easing. Landing, settling, relaxing into this body. Ah. Letting your attention to feel your shoulders, your neck, especially as areas where we hold so much tension, noticing if there's any tightness. Inviting your neck and shoulders to relax, to put down the weight they've been carrying. They can relax, you can relax, and arrive more fully. And moving your awareness ever so gently to your head, to your face. Gently touching your forehead with your attention. Relaxing the forehead, softening the forehead. Letting the eyes rest in their socket, fall back. This can often land us more deeply into the body. Letting the eyes rest. Nothing to see. Just rest, dear eyes. Just rest. Relaxing your cheeks. Letting gravity pull down. Offering up any tension. Your cheeks. No need to wear any mask here. You can put the mask down with a bow, letting gravity pull down, support, relax, soften the forehead, the cheeks. The jaw, letting your mouth fall open a bit, as you relax the jaw, just experimenting with something a little different, see what it feels like. Relaxing your tongue, the chin, your ears, feeling all the sensations in the face, so many sensations, especially as we relax the face some more, it becomes available. Relaxing your proverbial thinking muscle, your brain, if it could be relaxed. As in putting down the thoughts, the thinking. There is nothing wrong with thinking per se, nothing wrong. And yet, the beginning of the retreat, especially as we are trying to arrive and land. It is skillful at the beginning, especially to intentionally put down the thoughts, the thinking, the memories, the planning, all the visitors. with a lot of kindness as they come knocking at the door, trying to take you away on various journeys of the mind. Ever so gently turning to them and saying, thank you. Thank you, but not now. Later. Trusting that if they're important enough, they'll still be here. They'll come back later. And right now, tell them you're giving yourself to this practice, to arriving more fully in your body with your breath, your full humanity, practicing, tilling the soil of your awareness. Not now. Not now. Thank you. Later. And returning to the body, returning to the felt sense of the body, the entire body. Sensing relaxed, soft, open, breathing, noticing each in-breath and out-breath being breathed within the framework of this body. If you're noticing that a lot of visitors are visiting your mind, a lot of thinking, planning, memories, it's okay. It's normal for the first day. One thing you can use as extra support, if you wish, is ever so gently counting the breaths as a scaffold. The counting will happen up to 10, and then from 1 up to 10 again. At the end of the out-breath, as in, out, 1, in, out, 2, let the counting be very soft. 95% of your attention, awareness, resting with the sensations of breathing. And only 5% ever so softly, as if a whisper, with the actual counting. for the last moments of this practice this morning, I'd like to invite you to wear a smile. See how that changes. Ah, your body, your attitude, your practice, your landing. Just do it. Put on a smile. Be a scientist of your own mind. See what happens. Good morning. So our task for today is to arrive and land more fully in the body with the breath, feeling embodied, sensing, feeling the body from the inside as you move about, as you sit, as you walk, as you touch the doors, move through doors, feeling embodied, and feeling the breath moving in and out, the sensations of the breath within the framework of the body to arrive, to land, and doing all of this by being gentle with yourself. Being kind and gentle with yourself. You might be visited by thoughts and memories the first day. It's not uncommon. Be gentle and kind to yourself. Just not now making the body and the breath the foreground, the center. You might do this a million times today. Be gentle, be kind. No need to get frustrated. It's part of this practice. It's part of the first day of retreat. You know that. Many of you know that already. Be kind, be gentle. I like to say that the gentle way is the fastest way. If you arrive and you think, okay, I'm here to practice. I'm going to do it today. And I'm going to... It can be rather hard, but if you are more gentle and really notice what's arising in your heart and your mind today, have the appropriate response to what is happening. You might be tired, might be different emotions coming up. So having gentleness, kindness, arriving in the container of ease and gentleness with yourself, and trusting that the gentle way is the fastest way. Your mind will be much more workable, malleable, friendly towards you if you're friendly towards your mind. Also, the invitation today is to slow down your movements intentionally. Just see how that changes the state of your mind. The same way I invited you to wear a smile this morning and how that changed the state of your mind. Slow down in your movements. Maybe not best to slow down during the lunch line and take food very, very slowly. That may not be skillful, but all other times, slow down.